We're bigger.
Bigger, better, stronger, faster?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
We're greener.
Look, Seth has said this, and we said it, not having time restrictions helps. Because then the story is as long as people want it to be. And that was a big thing. You know, when you cut a story perfectly, you know, luckily, and this is no difference to Fox. They've been amazing to us. But, you know, and they were able to even give us, for 1 year, give us the 48-10 runtime. Right. But, you know, the standard Fox network show is 40 through 40. I'm saying this because I'm the editor. I know how we do it. You know, 9-1-1 has to cram. And they kill themselves up there. They're literally upstairs from us. They have to jam a lot of story into 43-40. Now, imagine like you've been killing yourself. You're spending millions of dollars to do this show. And then you have to cut 17 seconds out just to make this arbitrary time marker. And that 17 seconds could be that one look from that one character that totally changes the tone of a show.
Yeah.
And now we got to cut it out so they can do a commercial. It's an old way of doing things, and it puts storytelling at a disadvantage. I'm not saying it has to go, you know, just roll ad infinitum and then it's just like you're watching like a bunch of dailies that go on forever, but having the freedom to tell the story you want to tell in the time you want to tell it is really big to creatives.
Well, it sounds like it sounds like a huge benefit to fans of the show and to the team creating it as well. Mm-hmm. All around.
Yeah, I mean, and I think we're kind of taking off of, you know, again, the Game of Thrones HBO model is like none of those stories would have been told in 45 minutes. Like, you would have to tune in, you know, for weeks, months, and just try to figure out, you know, how to tell those stories. So, you know, we want to be that cool. We want to be that big. We want to, you know, we want to spend that much money. So, you know, you guys want it to be this great, you know, sci-fi show, and so do we. So what's the best option to do that? You know, go where the champions are at on streaming with, you know, less restrictions, little extra cash, and
I'll give awesome. you want me to give you a specific example, because you know we've been pretty good, and thank you to Seth for allowing me and us to put out deleted scenes and things.
Yeah,
you want me to give you a specific example of an episode that got banged into it?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay, so remember Sanctuary, the Jonathan Frakes episode, that was a massive episode. Okay. Mm-hmm. there was some dialogue in you know, in the with F. Murray Abraham in the big, my brain doesn't work, the big chamber, you know, the Planetary Union chamber, that gave some nuances to the script that had to get cut, because even though they were, because you could live without them, you know, but it's the little details and a couple of jokes here and there that kind of like flesh it out and give it like texture and layers. There was a fight that we were going to originally put online, but it needed some VFX work. Where, you know, Bordas, you know, he's enraged. One of the mock soldiers grabs one of the kids in the colony, right? Do you remember that at all?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's not now the way it plays is that he chases him through the forest and knocks him out with the butt of his gun, right?
Right. That's what we saw.
There's a whole sitting on my Avid right here. There's a whole 2 minute knockdown drag out fight between him and that guy. That's awesome.
Really?
Oh, that we would just love to have. But
so how are the VFX coming on that?
Well, somebody got paid for that. So it's like some things are just left in the machine.
Yeah. Right.
But we won't have to make those choices this year. And maybe someday if we have time or Brooks somehow can cajole someone into getting it done, we'll get it out there. But it's, you know, it's those painful choices that we don't necessarily have to make anymore.
Yeah.
Right. Now, is the plan to release all the episodes at once for the next season, or are you phasing them out? And how does that?
We're gonna do weekly. We're not gonna destroy everyone's life by suddenly dropping it at once.
There you go.